No.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and start recording now, and folks can get caught up. So, welcome everyone to the Sport Kite Podcast. I'm your host. Yep. Yeah. Hi, everybody. Say hi.
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 I am your host, Nick O'Neill, and I wanted to thank you for tuning in and listening.
Thanks.
Yep.
We love you.
If you have not been following along over the past few episodes, do rewind. Go look at a few of those. We're doing daily recaps from here at the World Kite Cup. A lot of information that's coming out. We're also posting on Facebook, putting up the competition videos on YouTube and all that. So we have a little bit quieter night tonight. It's nice after like 7 days of loudness.
Give it a minute.
So today was the quad pair competition. And for Team USA, that was Lindsay Abbott and Katrina Brulin. So I will open it up. What do you guys want to say about today? No, you hush. Let them talk first.
We had a lot of wins today.
But luckily, we had the right kite for the wind.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
And it went pretty well. I'm very happy with it.
Katrina, you're so shy.
It's so riveting. Riveting so far.
Yeah. Share how you feel. It's
no, actually, it really did go well. I mean, it's funny. It's like there were 100,000 people, I imagine, out there. You can't really see them.
Nope.
There was enough that there was actually wind buffeting coming off of the people.
Actually, yes.
And
there was.
You two did something that almost no other pair did. And you could see that it affected a lot of the other pairs right away. Mm-hmm. As you guys got set up in the middle of the field, and then I saw you pick up and you're like, it's a little bouncy here, and you walked right down the field.
That's absolutely
They got
true.
Out of the wind shadow of the people and the banners, and I was like,
"Yeah, I don't know what exactly it was, but yeah, it's like I picked up and I felt like, whoa, this is feeling really weird, and we're gonna move, and we did, and it was all better." Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Katrina was like, "I feel a lot of buffeting.
Yeah.
Get away from these banners now."
Walk
and
forward.
I said, "Let's go."
Yep, and we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that actually really helped a lot.
It worked out.
Yeah, nice. There was a really funny spot in there.
It was, so the wind direction today was at almost diagonal of the field.
Yeah.
So it was about a quarter of the way into the field of where that wind shadow was, or the wind buffeting that happened from the banners and the people.
Right, I mean the banners, it makes a huge difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we got away from them.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Anything you changed up or did new right before competition, or is this the one you've been? You don't have to give away secrets, but I know you guys have gotten a lot of input from folks here from your own team.
Wanted and unwanted.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all wanted. We came here to go to school. We came here to learn, and you know, do things better than we have. It's, you know, every day it's trying to do better than we did the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Barf.
So, yes.
So supportive, Captain.
Thank you.
Oh, Captain, please.
He said this morning he was in a bad mood.
Is that because of the high wind that you got on your individual day?
Long forgotten.
Yeah. I'm sure.
So, but yeah, so you guys have flown the pairs routine as a demo throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
Have you changed it from when you first flew it here to what you flew at competition yesterday?
In fact, yes, we did.
Okay.
We did. So yeah, throughout the week, we've been watching the style of the other teams, and we've been seeing that it's rather different than what we're used to. It's got a lot more punch than what we do, than what our style is. And so we thought, hey, we got to punch this up. So we did. And we worked hard on that. We thought we didn't want to change too much. It's too late in the day to change too much.
Yeah.
Then we get too many notes in our brains, too many things to think about, right? Yeah. So if we try to change too much, then we might, completely screw up something, right? So that's not worth it. But we did kind of just add a little punch, and I think that helped a lot, actually. It felt good.
It did feel good. And, I mean, we even made changes as late as yesterday.
We did.
Yeah.
We actually
just
were...
Just a couple things, you know, that we're like, hey, you know what? It looks better if we do it this way. Yeah. Pause here, pause there.
Yeah. And you're right. We literally made changes yesterday.
And I think the other teams did, too.
And I think, actually, yes. So we suspect. So we have kind of a... We are very in sync, and we have kind of a graceful style, right? And they have more, like, the European style, we now know, is very punchy and very crisp.
Poppy.
Yep. Yes, poppy. Some of them, it's like kind of all pop and no grace. And I feel like the choreography is a bit lacking. It's just kind of all pop, 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 pop. And that gets a bit old.
Yeah, it's more of a punctuated choreography instead of a flowing dance. It's...
Yes, and so you want to see a little bit of each. Okay. So some valid criticism that we got was ours is all flow, and we need a little more punch, and we took that in, and we added it where we could at this late date. If we were rewriting from the beginning, we might have done a little bit different, but hey, we're new at this, right? So
first competition today?
Yes.
It was indeed. Here's the thing, though.
Totally awesome.
We kind of strongly suspect, though, that a couple of the teams today may have taken some notes from us. We saw some elements from our routines, both our competition routine that we performed as a demo and also Lindsay's routine, her first routine she ever wrote to Gold Dust. First routine ever, which happened to be a pairs routine that we flew as a demo. We saw, it looked like some teams might have taken some notes from that.
Cool.
And added a couple elements from that. Not stolen anything at all, but some elements. It seemed they took some notes and maybe, we don't know, but we strongly suspect. So, I think the other teams maybe noticed that we're doing some things a little differently than the Europeans, and we notice the Europeans are doing some things differently than we are. So, there
it's
you
all
go.
About blending.
Yeah, right?
I have to say I had a very interesting moment last night after we recorded the recap, and there is still, 20 people here in the house? Y'all said, like, a lot of people staying up late. Early, Brett, you went to bed at, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, about 4, I think.
Yeah.
And may I say, some of us had comps the next day?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I went to bed at, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I hear everybody down here, and then I also hear this music on repeat from the room next to mine, because these two are up and practicing their routine.
No,
after they'd been downstairs in front of everybody, half drunk, practicing their routine. Sorry, Lindsay was playing both parts of the pair, and I think you were enjoying water and sobering up, but there's Lindsay as Batgirl flying both parts of the pair, and I was like, you know what, go at it. This
maybe
is awesome. Said,
maybe
now, fully
I,
drunk.
I noted you said we were up. We were actually down. We were flat.
We were lying in bed,
you know, against the ceiling as a backdrop.
Okay.
But we did do it, and we were not going to go to sleep until we had that. And as soon as we had hit it like two times, like, dang, we got this.
Okay.
Then it's like lights out. We're out.
Fair. I heard it repeat a few times, and I fell asleep, and I was like, okay.
Yep. We thought the volume was lower, but
No. So, for the rest of the team, you guys have any insight or input on what you might have seen, or either just from the overall competition? Doesn't have to just be our teammates here.
I mean, I can talk, because I think I tend to do that.
Yes. Go for it, buddy.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I've got 15 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
What is this? No, yesterday was interesting seeing...
Today.
Well, yes, but yesterday when they were practicing their quadline pairs, and I was seeing things and pointing out some bits. Mm-hmm. You know, some bits are a bit more fundamental and kind of hard. Like, it's too late to do things about, right? Like, mm-hmm. like some of those sorts of notes were things of like, if the music, you know, has a note that's going down in pitch, then it makes sense to turn the kites down. Yeah. If it's going up in pitch, then it makes sense to turn the kites upward, right? Yeah. Like, that's a thing where it's far too late to change your choreography.
Make those changes, you're going to get confused in the video.
Exactly. So those are more notes about, like, in the future when you're thinking about choreography, here's kind of, you know, this makes sense. This is a feeling that makes sense with the music. As it goes high, you go up. As it goes low, you go down. And that's fine. You know, some little things like that. There were some that were some cleanliness things, you know, like one was, you know, the launch. Katrina was originally launching after Lindsay, and
no musical reason for it.
Yeah, I didn't see any reason why, and so I always thought it was a mistake. Every single time it happened, I thought it was a mistake, and then I realized she keeps doing this.
Yes.
Even when she was flying the stick, she was still doing it. And I'm like, I thought you were just forgetting every time.
I was actually working really hard. I was kind of one, two, go.
Yeah, and there's no...
Yeah, but there was not a reason for that, and it was such a good call. So we had Wadi and Paul sitting, and particularly Wadi, but also Paul. But particularly last night, we had Wadi sitting across from us, watching our routine with sticks. And giving such valuable input. Because, he said, well, why are you launching late? I pointed to Lindsay.
I don't know. That's just what I saw in my head when I heard the beats and the music.
And that's
what you start. He was right. Yes. It looks much better when we launched together.
And it felt so much better launching together. Yeah, it felt right.
I'm very new at writing routines.
And but in every other regard, like, I point to you, I say, who wrote this routine? She did. You get all the credit, right?
Well, you helped me. You know, there.
Yeah, don't worry about giving me the little tiny bits of credit. Okay.
But I do.
I helped out on a couple things. I had some input.
She did. She came to me with a section and said, hey, what if we do this instead? And I said, I absolutely love it. Let's do that. We're changing it. That's great.
That's true. But thank you for the little bit of credit. But it's okay. This was all of you.
You're Paul.
Oh, my gosh.
The great routine is always a starting point.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anyways, Wadi gave us an incredibly valuable input. I was horrified to imagine that what if the judges actually thought, like, I just missed it?
Missed the start.
That's terrifying. That's just horrible. When I'm working actually so hard to, like, remember, one, two, go. Yeah, and actually, like, dang, I hit it. Didn't you see that? And they would have thought I launched late.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That would be horrifying. Mm-hmm. So, Wadi, like, you probably gained us some points there.
Yeah, I mean, that's one that's, like, low-hanging fruit.
Absolutely.
Right? That's the thing. It's very easy to change. Doesn't make much impact into the rest of the thing because everything else works the same. Mm-hmm. And it's really just you're too close to it to see it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We need other eyes on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's that one, and then the other one was kind of a quick problem solving thing of you wanted to fly in at a 45 and meet each other, and then that put you at a too high of an altitude to get down to the ground to hit a later musical cue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I remind you that you're flying quad lines, and so you don't have to travel the way that your leading edge is pointing. You can point your leading edge 45 degrees, but you can cheat. And you can actually make that, you know, fly in lower. And as far as the judges are going to tell, it sure looks like you're flying 45.
It absolutely does.
And you can get everything that you want. You can get it lower, and you get your 45. And
we never would have thought of that, and it was brilliant.
Which is funny, because I fudge things all the time in my routines, and for some reason in that particular spot, I just didn't think of it.
Yeah.
And I fudge things all the time. That's what I do. I'm like, we're going to make this more vertical than horizontal. Just fudge it. Just fudge it. All the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
but I was too close to it to see it.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's right.
So those were a couple of good little things that were small enough that they could be just the kind of details that could be adopted, you know, and not be too catastrophic or too hard to think about the day before
the yeah, event, it right? It's more details, so easy adaptation and worth throwing in. And it seems like you guys hit those today.
I think we did.
Along with a couple others as well, mm-hmm. but I think those were the two prominent ones.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, it felt good. It did.
Brett, you got any insight as the quad captain?
Well, I went out to be ground crew for the lovely ladies, and I know Katrina's not going to want to talk about this,
but we had a bit of a
situation unwinding lines after she had new leaders put on and all that, and I was actually really, really proud at how they handled themselves in the pit under the stress of, holy crap, this isn't a demo coming up. This is competition. We have to go.
Yep.
And yeah. And between her and Wadi here, it was incredible. It was calm, cool, collected. And because of that, I believe it alleviated itself very quickly.
Rather quick.
Efficiently.
Yeah.
And just, it was beautiful to watch. So got that squared away. And then, man... Just, yeah, I was really proud. After just sitting back last night and watching them go through the routine and hammer it and make the changes and then watching it actually be executed on the field the way that it was absolutely incredible. I'm super, super proud. Mm-hmm. They just did absolutely awesome. I saw maybe one little wiggle in the routine and everything else was flawless. It was very well done. Even though I don't get much time to spend with you guys, I was so, so proud to watch you go through that and come out the way that you did. And although we don't know the scores, we are not going to know the scores until Saturday. They're keeping it exciting for us. I believe that they are up towards the top. And I'm going to be very, very interested to see what happened with that.
Thank you, Brett. Mm-hmm. And thank you. Brett and Wadi were our ground crew, and there was a bit of an issue. And I was actually completely calm.
Yep.
Because I knew they had me, and they did.
Yeah, the thing I noticed when I was, you know, back off the, mm-hmm. the center of the field, and I could just barely see a little bit of what was happening.
Yeah.
And to be able to shake it off is impressive, but, you know, so definitely props to you of, you know, just being able to shake it off and, okay, we're going to go out, we're going to do our thing. Yeah. But it also highlights the importance of calm, cool, and collected ground crew, where it's not like, okay, yes, this is a quote-unquote emergency, we need to take care of this fast, but it doesn't mean that we have to be fast. We can take a breather, get
calm.
This taken care of, and get it out there.
It was all fine. That's why we are a team.
Yeah.
That's why we...
Yeah, so I really respected seeing that, and then...
Absolutely. That's why we have a ground crew. We joke that, like, we don't need you. We're glad you're here, right? But we don't need you, but we're glad you're here.
Yep.
And then we needed you, and we were very glad you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Ground crew on setup and ending, that's... Absolutely. For Quadline, that's the core of it, is making sure that you're getting in and out clean and nothing gets weird.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes it does get weird, and you were there. Thank you.
Yeah, and that kind of makes me think of a little bit about understanding the skill set of the ground crew as well. This is less the pairs thing and more the team thing. Mm-hmm. There was another line issue on the team thing, and and so it was Paul and I ground crewing because all the rest of the quad line flyers are there on the team,
mm-hmm.
And so you know, I think Paul and I will probably agree that I had Paul hold the kite,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I went up to deal with the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Because Paul is not used to dealing with twists and quad lines.
Nope.
Because he's a dual line flyer.
Obviously.
Right?
Just tell me what to do.
And dual line, what's going to happen to them?
Really?
They're going...
Come in, Mario.
Yes, Mario's here.
Yeah. Oh, you might have to open the door.
No, we might have to lock the door.
No.
Hey, did you guys bring your passport?
Yeah.
You do need to bring your passport.
Yeah. We're doing the podcast, y'all. You can come on in. Yeah. We've got Canadians coming in and joining us. So.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey,
yeah.
Our good northern.
But yeah, we'll kind of get the last little bit wrapped up. That I do want to I want to give another shout out and mad props. That something that the two of you do that is kind of a little bit of a hallmark of the top like European teams, and you guys just did this naturally without even being directed. This is just your show presence. Is the way that you enter the field. You guys are in step, the kites are like perfectly synced, and then you get to your spot and they come down and everything is like perfectly synced. And when you exit the field, and the team does it as well. You guys, yes, like you come up, you come in very specifically in formation and come down and set. And the entry and exit, even though it's not part of the judging panel, that foreshadows, right, and closes for the judges of like, we are setting out to do this. We have now finished our job. And that's
right. We are one.
We've synchronized everything.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into how far we've synchronized everything, but we have synchronized everything. So, yeah.
Really, really appreciate it.
To me, that's very important. Mm-hmm. There's, especially around the U.S. on a lot of fields, there's not a lot of professionalism. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I see that as professionalism. You go in really nice and tight. You go out tight. And then also in our team, we've been unwrapping at the same speed. Mm-hmm. If somebody's a little slow, we wait for them to catch up, and we unwrap together. Same thing winding up, we go in together.
Yeah.
It's a professionalism that I don't see often at all.
Yeah.
And I love that we bring that to the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to lead from the front. That's, mm-hmm, that's really good.
Yeah.
So last thoughts, because we are... We're at a good time for a daily recap one.
Kites full send all day long!
America! Fuck yeah!
Come here to save the motherfucking day, yeah!
Oh, God.
It made it in.
Yep, it made it into the podcast. Oh, all right. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening. Tomorrow's the last day of competition. It is the team event. We'll be doing live updates on the Facebook page, and then we'll have the recap on the blog, and of course we'll do the nightly recap on the podcast. So we'll see everyone then.